Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bahar B'chukasai, the 25th day of the month of Iyar, and the 40th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ilan Soniker of Congregation Anshei Shalom in West Hempstead, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Soniker slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholem, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Soniker.
Thank you very much, Rav Naftali. It's a pleasure and honor to be back and to share Divrei Torah with you. We find ourselves counting towards Chag Shavuos, the holiday of Matan Torah, where we celebrate the receiving of the Torah. It's been 40 days, as Rav Naftali mentioned, since we began counting on the second day of Pesach. We refer to this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos as the Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of the Omer. The reason why we refer to it as such is because on the second day of Pesach, when we begin the count, there was a special korban, special sacrifice brought in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, called the Korban HaOmer, the sacrifice of the Omer. This sacrifice was unique. Stalks of barley were brought to the Beis HaMikdash. The barley was ground into flour. Some of the flour was then taken by the Kohanim, waved in various directions, and then a portion of it was offered on the Mizbeach, offered on the altar. What's interesting is that the korban, this sacrifice, is referred to as the korban ha-omer, the korban, the sacrifice of the omer. The omer does not mean barley, which would be a proper name for the korban. It should have been called the korban ha-seorim, the korban of barley. But instead we refer to it as korban ha-omer. Omer is simply an amount. Omer is the volume of barley flour that was brought. It's an interesting name for a korban. It's as if today we were bringing a korban, it's like calling a korban the sacrifice of the gallon or the sacrifice of a liter, because that's how much we are sacrificing. It's unusual. Typically, korbanos, the sacrifices in the temple, were referred to by their purpose, by their reason. A korban chatas, a sacrifice, a sin offering, was to achieve atonement for one's sin. A korban shlamim was a peace offering. A korban toda, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. All of those, the names, represent their purpose and their reason. And yet this korban, which through which this entire period receives its name of being Sfiras HaOmer, is referring to the measurement and the volume, the amount of flour brought. Why is it that is so important, so fundamental? What is the message that the Omer is teaching us? The Medrash Rabbah has a comment in Parshas Emor where it connects the Korban Omer to another place in the Torah that the word, the measurement Omer, was mentioned. It was mentioned as the Jewish people were traveling through the desert and we had no food. We turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turned to Hashem, and He provided us with the miraculous heavenly bread known as the man, the manna from the heavens. And as we know, it miraculously fell every morning in front of everyone's tent, where they would wake up, go outside, and find for themselves fresh heavenly bread, the heavenly man that was waiting for them outside. And the Torah tells us that every person received an omer of man, the same measurement, the same volume that we find in the Korban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. That's the amount of man that fell for every member of each household. The Medrash is teaching us and making this connection that during the period of Sfiras HaOmer, the period between Pesach and Shavuos, we're supposed to remember the man from the desert, the miraculous food that Hashem provided us with in our travels for 40 years. What message are we to take from the man? What is the reminder that the man is trying to teach us during this period of time? The Torah in Parshas Ekev refers to the man as a test, which is interesting, because the man was a gift. It was something which was provided for us every day. We didn't have to work. We didn't have to put forth much effort to bring it in. It tasted like anything we wanted it to taste like. It doesn't sound like much of a test, and yet the Torah refers to it as a challenge, as a test. The first time, we could just imagine, the first time Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, woke up in the desert to find the fresh man waiting for them outside their tent, they must have been so excited. They said, wow, look at this miracle. We didn't do anything. We asked Hashem for food, and he provided it on our doorstep. And I imagine that that feeling lasted for a significant amount of time, maybe a few years. But imagine what it felt like 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later. Maybe at that time, it became normal. It was no longer unusual. It didn't seem so miraculous for food to show up at your doorstep if every single day it happened for 40 years. That was the challenge. That was the test of the man. That we shouldn't take it for granted, because we knew what to expect. We woke up in the morning, we opened our door, the man was waiting for us. That's when it became a challenge. The challenge of the man was that we should always appreciate the gift that it was, and to see the miracle that was occurring every day in front of our eyes, so that we could express our gratitude to Hashem for it. That was the test of the man. The Sfiras HaOmer, this time that we are living in, the period between Pesach and Shavuos, which represents the time of the beginning of the nation of Israel, after leaving Egypt, after leaving Mitzrayim, as we begin, it was the birth of the nation. It represents the same message. Whereas the man focused on the objects and the food that we had, Sfiras HaOmer focuses us on the days that we have. It's easy for us to take our days for granted. We're used to life. It's meant to continue. We feel, we wake up in the morning, we know how that goes. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed with it. However, the Omer is meant to remind us to stop for a moment. Reflect on the gift that life truly is. And as we count day by day, we count this today as the first of the day of the Omer. Today is the second day of the Omer. Today is the third day of the Omer. Until last night, we counted as the 40th day of the Omer. That consistent reminder is meant for us to remember what a blessing every day is. It is meant to awaken feelings of gratitude, to give us a fresh and positive perspective on life, to remind us to cherish the days, to value the moments that we are counting, and to thank Hashem for every single one of them. I had the good fortune of knowing a young man, Donny Morris, Zichron Levracha, who lost his life in last week's tragedy in Meron. He was a very special young man. He lived with this attitude towards life. He had such a great appreciation for experiences and the gifts of life. He was so positive, always with a smile, filled with gratitude and kindness. He, to me, represents this idea, this message, that we have to appreciate every moment, to appreciate and live with that gratitude. And I hope that his memory will continue to be a light and an inspiration for us all. And may it be a zuchus that our appreciation, that our not taking every moment that we have for granted, to cherish those days, to cherish the experiences and the people we share them with, may it be a zuchus for his neshama and for all those who were lost in last week's tragedy. We'll now recite a few prakim chapters of Tehillim. I will begin with Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Binos deshe yarvitzeni, almei menuchos yenahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'maglei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geit almoves, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yenachamuni. Taroch lefanai sholchan neged sorarai. Dishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yemei chayai. V'shavti v'veis Adonai le'orech yamim. Perakuf Chof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lama alos, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomirecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomirecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, viareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, me'ata v'adolam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alos, mima'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, Tiena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor yah, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha aslicha lema'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai ki vesa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei mofidus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mi sheberach avosenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo, v'yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. Bavur shekulanu mispalim bavuram. Bischarze hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lachlimam lerafosam lachzikam lachiosam. Yishlach lahem mehera refuah shlema min hashamayim. Lechol evarem lechol gidem besoch shar chol Yisrael. Refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf. Hashtar ba'galav izman kariv in omar amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanesunim batzara v'shivya. Omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem. Yotiyem mitzara lirvacha. Umeyafela leora. Umishivu li geula. Hashtar ba'galav izman kariv in omar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Soniker. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Shannan Gelman of Kehillat Chovevei Tzion in Skokie, Illinois. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, restful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.